No sooner had the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in support of the constitutionality of the federal health care reform law than a new attack was launched on health coverage for the poor. One provision of the Affordable Care Act dramatically expanded the Medicaid program, which provides health insurance for the poor. The Affordable Care Act requires that states have to expand coverage to those who make just above the poverty level. If a state refused the expansion, the federal government would withdraw its funding of that state's Medicaid program. Under federal law, both the state and federal governments jointly fund Medicaid. The wealthiest states receive a match of federal dollars amounting to 50% of the total cost of their Medicaid program. Poorer states receive a larger federal share. Nationwide, the federal government provides nearly 60% of all Medicaid funding. In its decision on the Affordable Care Act, the Supreme Court ruled that the federal government could not threaten to pull its Medicaid support if the state refused to expand eligibility. The law also required states to keep their existing eligibility standards for current Medicaid beneficiaries in place, or risk losing federal funding, at least until the year 2014. Once the court made its determinations, some states not only pledged to ignore the future Medicaid expansion mandated by federal law, but also slash current enrollment in the program. For example, lawyers in Maine's Attorney General's office began preparing a legal argument to allow health officials to strike more than 20,000 Medicaid beneficiaries from the state's rolls, including 19 and 20-year-olds, beginning in October. According to media reports, other states, including Wisconsin and Alabama, are expected to follow Maine's lead. While it is clear that the court ruled that the federal government could not force states to expand coverage, it is not clear that their ruling also gives the states the powers to reduce current Medicaid enrollments. If states act, there could be legal battles between states and the federal government that could drag the health care law back into the courts. States are under enormous pressure to keep their budgets balanced. They face a tepid national recovery which has not restored tax revenues to pre-recession levels. However, the impact of the Great Recession has left many Americans without jobs and the health insurance that often goes with it. So just as tax revenues are essentially stagnant, the need for government help is growing. And that's the rock in the hard place where policymakers are feeling the pinch. In addition to the real difficulty of providing health to people who need it, some are using the fiscal crisis to drive their own ideological agendas. In this case, that ideology opposes government health insurance for the poor. The Supreme Court decision has fueled that effort. Now, some states are looking to use the court's decision to drastically cut back help to poor people. But what will be the consequences? People who are struggling often get sick. What happens to them? Under current laws, patients in need cannot be denied medical care, and so hospitals either eat the costs themselves or access government programs that are designed to help cover the costs of such charity cases. Since the uninsured don't have coverage, they go to the emergency room when they have a potentially serious illness. If they had had insurance coverage through Medicaid, they would have been likely to have access to routine checkups and needed physicians. Early access to medical treatment can stop a more routine illness from becoming a medical emergency, all too often a very expensive form of care. No one should lose access to health insurance coverage because of someone's political ideology or passion to score political points. If people need Medicaid coverage, they should get it. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.